That's for sure. Said he's wiped off the map. Okay, ready to begin? So we're continuing here on Shir HaShirim, and we're up to Pasuk Vav, Perek Aleph Pasuk Vav. So last time we did, 2 weeks ago we did, Shchairan Ivanava Benayis Yerushalayim Kalei Keder Kiriyah Shlaimai. So Klal Yisrael talked about the concept that they were blackened. So Pasuk Vav continues, Al Tiruni Shani Shechachayres, Sheshes of Asti HaShamesh. Klal Yisrael says, and the way Rashi learns, Klal Yisrael turns to the Umas Ha'ilam, and they said, Al Tiruni, gratis Rashi's Yartzei today. Says Rashi's Yartzei, it's Chutz Yogin Aleinu. Al Tiruni Shani Shechachayres. Rashi says, don't look at me in a bizyonistic way, Shani Shechachayres, because I am blackened. Because you should know, Shesh is a fastni Hashemesh. My blackness is not the way I was born. I wasn't born black. Rather, I became black because I was in the sun. The sun has burnt me. The sun has made me black. And Rashi says, and therefore, since it's not something that's natural, I could go back to being whitened. Because if I stand in the... If I stand in the shade, eventually things will fade. My suntan, my blackness from the sun could fade. It's not a permanent blackness. So we'll see in a moment what it's referring to. So Bnei Imi Nicharubi, so Rashi continues and says, Bnei Imi, my mother's children, Nicharubi. So Rashi says, what is this referring to? Heim Bnei Mitzrayim Shekidalti Bohem. The people of Egypt, who I grew up amongst them, V'olu Imi Be'erev Rav. So the Egyptians came out with Klal Yisrael. Some of the Egyptians came out as the Erev Rav. What's it called? As the Erev Rav, Heim Nicharuvi. They are the ones who caused an anger for me. Why? Because they convinced me to do Averus. They seduced me to do Averus. Achesamuni Naiteras Akramim. The pasuk continues. Samuni Naiteras Akramim. I was placed as someone who's watching the vineyards. The vineyards meaning not our vineyards, but their vineyards. Meaning watching Avay. And that's where I became blackened from the Avodah Zarah. And Karmi Shalilo Inatarti. But I'm not able to watch my own Kerem. I wasn't watching my own Kerem, meaning the Kerem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Klal Yisrael's turning to the Umas Ha'ilam and saying, should realize that my blackness is a result of Chet. It's a result of Chet. This is not who I really am. And specifically that they're focusing on here in this Pasuk is the Avodah Zarah that was caused through the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav that caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to become angry at us, and eventually because of that we went into Galus, and in Galus we served Avodah Zarah, or we had to work for Avodah Zarah, we had to watch the Avodah Zarah, and because of that we're not really serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. It's not our Kerem that we are watching, and that caused us to be black. That is the way Rashi learns the Pasuk here.
Why are they getting such a close title of Nehemiah?
We're going to get that. So the guy's going to talk about that. So Rashi just says Lashon Shegidalti Bohem. No, it's because I grew up amongst them. That's why it's been Naimi. We grew up in Mitzrayim, and this was our homeland, so to speak, at that time. And then they came along with us, so they're called Bnei Imi, like our household. So says the Gain. Al Tiruni Shani Shichar Chayres. This is the Gain in Mayerdika thing. What's the word Shichar Chayres? Shachar means black. What's Shichar Chayres? What's this double Lashon? So, what? Very. So very black. So usually, right, so usually we find in Chumash, for example, by a Mitzairah, Mitzairas Begadim, Yerakrak or Yadamdam. Yerakrak is, Yorik is green, and Adam is red. Yerakrak means very green, and Adamdam means very red. It's not just Yorik, it's Yerakrak. You put that extra thing in for Chizuk. Right in modern Hebrew, it's the exact opposite. Yerakrak means light green, and Adamdam means light red. It's the exact opposite. But in Lashon HaKodesh, the double Lashon is to make it stronger, you make it stronger. So good. So Shechar Chayres could on its own mean that it's just like a double Lashon, and the tough, I guess, would you have to figure out, maybe say Shechar Chor or something like that. But the Gra adds in another Knech. And he says, if you remember from the Gemara Nida is talking about the different colors of Dam, and the Gemara talks about different blacks. And one, the blackest of the black is Cheres, Ches, Ches Reish Tav. Not Cheres with the Tzamach, like pottery. Ches Reish Tav is the blackest of black. So therefore says the guy, this word is Shechar Cheres. It's black of Cheres. The blackest of the blackest color. It's both words put together. He says, like it says in Masechta Nida. Sa'atiruni Shani Shechar Cheres. Don't look at me that I'm so black, I'm Shachar Ma'id. Why? Sheshizafasni Hashamas. Like Rashi said, the reason I'm black is because I got it from the sun. I wasn't born that way. And therefore, he says, Alashin, says the Gra, Ma'ula Anoichi Mikan. You think we're the same. You're black and I'm black. No, you're making a big mistake. Shaten Kain Mi'ayim Haleda. You were born that way. I wasn't born that way. Zakde Gain, there's a famous Medrash here. The Medrash says there was once a queen walking with her servant who was a black servant, a Cushis. She was black. And they were going on the road, and the queen started getting a suntan. And then she started getting very blackened from the sun. And when you looked at them, you didn't see much of a difference. So the Cushis turns to the queen and says that, you know, now the king is going to divorce you. So the queen says, and who exactly do you think he's going to take instead of me? Like, why is he going to divorce me? So she said, he'll take me. He'll take me. Look, Lamaisa, we're both the same. You're black and I'm black. And maybe he doesn't like anymore. I'll get rid of you. So the queen told her, Shaitis, you're making a big mistake. My blackness is just a temporary thing. Are you thinking that he's going to divorce me to take you who are black min habeten? That's not going to happen. And that's what Klai Yisrael's turning to the Ummah Sa'ilam and saying, don't think we're the same. You're looking at us and saying, look, I'm black and you're black. There's a very big difference between us. My blackness is something that's external. It came later on. It's something that could go away. Mashenkin, yours is a natural blackness. And he continues and he says, why am I black? Because of Bnei Imi. Because they put me watching the Kromen. So he says like this. If I would have watched my own Kerem, which is close to my house, so then I wouldn't have to go out into the fields and be blackened. I would be in my house, and I would be cool, and I wouldn't get this blackened from the sun. But now, I'm in Golus. Now I'm in Golus. I have to go out to the vineyards of the Ummah Sa'ilam. I have to go way out. And once I'm going way out, I'm turning black. V'ha Inyan, says the Gra. What is this referring to? This is referring to as follows. He says, Shezeh Yadua Shein Mazel LeYisrael K'may Shekasa B'Megillah. There's a concept, and this is a very, very big sugya, and especially in the world of the Gra, there's many, many different stiras. The Gra talks about it, Barichas in Megillas Esther, and Yishai, and other places, and it's a very hard sugya. But there's a concept of Ein Mazel LeYisrael. The Klal Yisrael is not restricted by Mazalus. Mazalus are the constellations and the Malachim and the natural world that Hashem set up. And if a person from the Ummah Sa'ilam, the way the Rabbanim set it up, that every Ummah has a mazel. Every Ummah has a mazel that runs that Ummah. And that's why the Gra writes that every Ummah is distinct in many different things. In their culture, in their language, in their dress, in their food. All different types of things. Why is it that this nation is unique in this thing, and this nation is unique in that way? It's because it's not all people, men are created equal. It's not like that. There's different mazalus and shemayim that run each and every ummah, and depending on the makeup of that malach and mazal, you know, if this malach happens to like spicy food, just to make things very very simple. So his ummah is going to be a spicy food people. And you're going to have the other ummah that they can't handle that. So every ummah is defined by their mazel, and they're very much restricted by their mazel. Very much restricted by their mazel. Not only that, there's natural things in the world. The Gemara says if a person is born in this mazel, he has this tendency. If a person is born in that mazel, this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the Bria. That's what we call Teva. There's a natural running to the Bria. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the power source of it all. And that was the Avodah Zarah had a problem, and they said, why we go daven to Hashem? We'll daven to the mazel. He's the one who's providing, and he's the one who's giving to us. And that is a problem. That is a problem. It's all from the Rabbanu Shalom, but this is the natural way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up this world. But Klal Yisrael is Ein Mazel Yisrael. We're not restricted by mazalos. Adirabba, as Chazal tell us, if Klal Yisrael are ru'uyim v'oysir mitzayinu shamakam, we're oylem aglu shamayim. If Klal Yisrael is roi, we're not restricted by anything. We could grow as unbelievable heights aglu shamayim. And the other way around, chas v'shalom, when we fall, we go down la'afar. That's the famous Gemara. We're coming to this man of the Churban. Rabbi Yechonam ben Zakkai was walking outside Yerushalayim, and he met a girl, and she was picking out wheat kernels from the waist of the donkey. And he asked her, who are you? And she was the daughter of Nachmanim ben Gurion, the biggest, richest person in Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Yechonam ben Zakkai said, you know, when your father and your ksuba, I signed your ksuba, there was so much money, and look now, look what you're doing. You mamash are starving. You have to take the kernels that were not digested by the donkey, and that's what you need to eat for food. So he said, Amar Rabbi Yechonam ben Zakkai, Ashreichem Yisrael, how fortunate are you, Klal Yisrael, the bizman that you're doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Umma Yochol Lishlat. But nobody could be Shailat on you. No one could be Shailat. No one could take over and have any power. And bizman that you don't do Ratzon Shamakum, you're put down to the lowest. Tachas Umma Shvela. You're put under a low down nation. And not only under the low down nation, under the animals of the low down nation. You have to come out to the waste of the animals. So the Mefarshim asked, the Mashah asked the question, I understand the Ashreichem Yisrael on the first half of the sentence. Ashreichem Yisrael, that when you're big, you're the best. But Ashreichem Yisrael, that when you're the lowest, you're the lowest. And the Mashah and all, the Mefarshim say, yes, that's part of the Ashreichem. The Ashreichem is that Klal Yisrael is not restricted to mazalos. And the potential that we have is seen in our heights and in our lows as well. There's where you see the potential. And the fact of the matter is, the truth is, that it's when it comes to umais, you find in history, umais, they come and they go. Why? Because that's all totally in the mazalas. Umais have ups and they have downs. And that's it. And when they get an up, they're up. And when they're down, usually by that time, they're gone afterwards. You have the Greek Empire, the Roman Empire, all these big world empires, they don't exist anymore. Why? Because it's a natural seder to things. But Klal Yisrael doesn't live in the world of nature. And the raya is from our heights, and the raya is from our lows as well. When you have lows that are so not natural, that shows who we are, Klal Yisrael, and Adarab, it shows we're not restricted to any rules. So therefore, when you look at history, you say nations have ups and they have downs, and then they're gone. Then they don't exist anymore. That's the history of the world. But Klal Yisrael, we have ups and we have downs, and we still exist. Why? Because our ups are high ups, and our lows are so lows, we're in a different category. That's Ein Mazel Yisrael. Then he continues the gross here, and he says an unbelievable thing, and he says it here, and he says it in Megillas Esther as well. All the mazalos are out to get Klal Yisrael. That means, why is there so much sin of the Ummah against Klal Yisrael? Because their mazal in Shamayim hates us. Why is it that the mazalos hate us? This is really, I think, based on a Zayar, and the Mefarshim, I've heard this from Rebbe numerous times, the Mefarshim don't explain why is it that the mazalos are such a sinner for Klal Yisrael. The Gra explains it to us, and the Gra says as follows, because Avraham Avinu's mazal was that he should never have any children. The teva of Avraham Avinu was not to have any children. According to mazalos, we Klal Yisrael should not exist at all. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Avraham Avinu? Say hachutza, go out from your mazal, Rashi says. Say mitzdagin inshallah, go out of your mazal. mazal. Hashem picked him up above the kaychavim. The kaychavim are the mazalas. Rashi says, go out, I'm picking you up above the kaychavim. You're not restricted anymore to mazal. Avram ain't a mailid. Avram is mailid. Why? Because Avram's a new bria. He's above the mazalas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu beat the system. Of course he can beat the system. HaKadosh Baruch Hu beat the system with Avram Avinu. According to Teva, Avram's not having any children. There's no Klal Yisrael.
Right.
Part of the name change, right? That's all part of it. So he took him above it, and now there's no mazel anymore. Now, so we exist. Why do we exist? Because we beat the system. That's why the mazalos hate us so much. Because according to their rules, we should not exist. Ki amazel hayamayrish Avram lo yailid v'lo yezer Yisrael ba'ayla. And therefore, that's why they hate us so much. So says the Gra. Al tiruni shani shechar chayres. You want to know why I'm blackened? Shesh is a fasti hashamesh. The sun represents the mazalas, the constellations. The sun is out to get me, says Klal Yisrael. Kol hamazalis negdim li. All the mazalas are out to get me. They're out to get Klal Yisrael. Now. B'nei imi nicharuvi pirish sha'umos garmali sheyachal hashemesh lava yalai. The thing is like this, and this is the Gra explains this in Megillas Esther as well. The Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is not restricted to any mazal. We are above the mazalas. We are not affected by the mazalas. That's Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. But the minute Klal Yisrael goes into Golos, again, we don't have a mazal. Ain't mazal Yisrael. We deal directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no mazals, no intermediaries. Hashem gives us shefa, everything direct. However, when we go into Golos, the mazalas are not happy with us there. And they try to get us. They make us suffer with parnasa issues. They make us suffer with health issues. They come, they have an effect. Now again, we're not restricted by them. We could overcome it. But we're a bit at their mercy when we're on their land amongst their people. That's what the Gra says. And therefore, we say, B'nei imi nicharuvi. It's B'nei imi. B'nei imi is referring to the Umayis Ha'olam here. All the Umayis Ha'olam, they caused that the Shemesh, that the Mazalos are the ones is coming connected me. Now why are they called B'nei imi in this situation? Says the Gra, that every person has two halakim to him. He has a body. A body is physical, it's land. And then he has a neshama. So the guf, which is from the land, that is called B'nei Imi. That's called the aim. The mother is the gland, is the land that sprouts forth and gives off things. So our guf is from the land. That's called the aim. That we share with the Goyim. The Goyim also have a guf. So we share a mother, so to speak. B'nei Imi. The Goyim are the same as me, Legabe the aim, Legabe the mother. However, they're not B'nei Avi. Because they don't have a neshama. This is a very, very important Gra. The Gra says, Ki nishmas Yisrael chelek alikam imal. The neshama of Klal Yisrael, that's from Shamayim. That's a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what about the Umayis Ha'olam? This is where the Gra says something very strong. And he says, Nishmas ha'umayis misitra acher. The neshama of the Umayis are not a chelek alikam imal. They have to have some type of neshama because they live. They're not animals. Animals is a nefesh, chiyus, the nefesh that makes it live and grow and move, but it's not a person who talks, right? Not a person. Umayis Ha'olam have that. So now, those neshamas of the Umayis Ha'olam, says the Gra, comes from the sitra acher. Is not a chelek alikam imal. Now you'll say to me, where did it come from? L'chayr, we all came from Adam Arishan. We all came from Adam Arishan. And Adam Arishan was a chelek alikam imal. So what differentiates the Goyim from Klal Yisrael? So I heard this many times from Rav Revda. And he says that as follows. The first thing is he quoted a Zayar. The Zayar says, Shaul was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. They asked Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Ma zeh shekol umayis ha'olam einam oisim ninua? Why don't Goyim shakal? Why don't they shakal? It's the famous Maizel from Cypher or something, right? Saul Bacher learning without shakaling, and he said, this is something off with him. That was such a Maizel. It turns out he was a guy or something, but Chris his way in to try to find out how to learn, or something like that. So why don't they shakal? Zayar, why don't they shakal? Al Yisrael devadam misnanim kishayiskim b'tayra. The Zayir says, "Klai Yisrael, we move, we shackle, we're busy. Why don't they?" Beheishiv zaktar b'shimim bar yichai ki bedaver ze bilvad nikar ben nishmaiseim hakidoshay shal Yisrael levein nishmaiseim shal amim akom. There's a difference between our neshamas. What's the difference? Nishmaiseim shal Yisrael nigzeru miner hakadosh adolik. Our neshamas come from a lit candle of Hakadosh Baruch. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The Ner of Hashem is our neshama. Bishosh nidlek me'atayro ha'alyayna eino shayke tahar alav afilu rega. What happens when you have a candle? The flame of a candle is always flickering. It's always moving. A candle is always moving around. And it never rests. It's never just sitting there restfully. It's always shuckling around. So Klal Yisrael's neshama, our soul, comes from this candle. And this candle's always moving, so we're always moving. But ha'neshama shel amim akum hei mikash kavui b'li or hashayra aleihem. They don't have it. They're ready from something that's extinguished. There's no chiyus to them. V'alkein hem shkeitim v'einem isnayim. So they don't chuckle, zach, because they don't have that.
What
do you mean, Mishka Chavah, all these things? You gotta be Miyash of all these things. You gotta be Miyash of. You look in Teres Avram, and Zaydu Zechrein Lebrach Hashem Yim Kadama, Teres Avram, in the first 5-6 shmuzim, so he comes to build. First, he's coming to. He wants to say what a yid is. So it takes like 5 shmuzim to build up what a guy is and what a adam is. And then, if you make a adam like the most extraordinary thing in the world, then you tap Klal Yisrael on it. You're like way out. This is not doesn't go with this. I've heard Rebbe many times. And Rebbe says that's pshat in the Gemara. We all know the Gemara that says. Atem kruyim Adam, ve'ein akum kruyim Adam. Right? So you're called Adam, and they're not called Adam. So what does that mean, they're not called Adam? So there's all different types of explanations. But the way he quoted B'Shem Reb Chaim Vital, that Reb Chaim Vital says, Atem kruyim Adam, because only Klal Yisrael came from Adam. Where did the Umos Haolam come? Ba nachash al chava v'hitul bazuama. Chazal tell us, whatever it means, it's not obviously the simple explanation that the Nachash had relations with Chava. It's some spiritual type of thing. But whatever happened there by the Maisa of the Chet of Chava in the Eitz Hadas, there was some type of Zuhama, some type of Shmutz, some type of dirt, whatever spiritual word you want to use for Zuhama, that was implanted into Chava, and that's where all Umos Haolam come from. They come from Chava, but they don't come from Adam. Tem kruyim Adam. Only Klal Yisrael comes from Adam. But Umos Haolam come from Chava, but not from Adam. And therefore, their neshama is not from Adam Arishon. You have to be miyashiv the Mishnah. You got to be miyashiv everything. Just telling you kach kibalti. This is as I say in Goyin, as I say in Zayar, and that's and Reb Chaim Vital says it as well. So the concept does exist. Obviously, Shivim Panim L'Taira, Taira Slabotka, and this they have a different mahala. But that said, so the Gra is coming to explain Bnei Imi. We share the same mother, us and the Goyim, because we both have a body, but we have a neshama, we have a soul from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something we don't share with the Goyim. We have something special. So that's what he says, B'nei Imi, the children of my mother, meaning the Goyim, we share a mother, Nicharu bi, Samuni noiteras akramin, Im ha'isa noiteras kami, if I would have watched my own vineyard, if I would have done things properly, if I would have served Hashem, ha'isi Hashem, I would be sitting in Eretz Yisrael, and the Beit HaMikdash would still be Kayam. And when the Beit HaMikdash is Kayam, the sun could never get to me, because the Beit HaMikdash was like a sukkah. Being in Eretz Yisrael with the Beit HaMikdash protects us from the mazalos. Over there we're immune to the effect of the mazalos. Adarabba, everything comes from the Beit HaMikdash. We find the concept of still I'm looking for here one second. We find the concept that Parnasa comes through the Beis HaMikdash, you know, Hatzlacha and Milchamas comes through the Beis HaMikdash. All of our Hatzlacha and our protection from Numas Olam comes through the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, because again, we're not restricted to Mazalus, it's all directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of our success is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we would have been in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a sukkah of Al Aksha, but now that I didn't watch my own Kerem, Heim Samuni Noiteros Karmeim, now I gotta watch their vineyards. The Galisi Meyarzi, I'm in their property. The Charav Mikdashi and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Ainli Mashiachin Alai, there's nothing to protect me. Like it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Vayogel Es Masach Yehuda, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Masach Yehuda. What's a Masach? A Masach is a protection. Says Rashi in Yeshaya, the Beis HaMikdash that protected us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away. Now, it's interesting as well over there, and this is an interesting thing, the Radak points out, and you find this also in numerous Midrashim and Megillas Eicha as well, coming up to the 9 days tomorrow, and next week is Tisha B'Av, in Megillas Eicha you find that Klal Yisrael put their bitachon in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash could never be destroyed. And Klal Yisrael could never be destroyed because the Beis HaMikdash is going to protect them. And they always had this insurance policy in the back of their mind that they could do whatever they want and no one could be able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And says the Radak, Gilo Ha'oyev is Mesach Yehuda. The enemy came and took away our protection. Shayu Svurim Shayu Mesuchachim. The Radak says, we thought we're protected by the Beis HaMikdash. That the Goyim can never come, the enemy can never come. And that's why we say Vayogel, they revealed it, they took it away. Adarabba, what happened over there is also a very interesting thing. The Medrash says that Klal Yisrael thought that with Mazalos, by using the wisdom of being able to use the Mazalos and the Malachim, they were going to be able to make sure the Beis HaMikdash wasn't going to be destroyed. And if the Goyim are going to come with some fire, they'll take water and they'll pour it out. They had all their Eitzes. And the Chazal tell us, here HaKadosh Baruch Hu overrode the system against us. By Avraham Avinu, Hashem overrode the system for us. Over here he overrode the system. Hashem changed all the names of the different malachim. And therefore we tried to do one thing and the other thing happened. And because of that the whole system broke down and the Goyim were able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. But it was because we really had destroyed it ourselves with our Averis. And we thought we could do whatever we want and rely on the protection. It's not going to work. But here Klal Yisrael is saying, you're right, it's our fault. We could have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. But because we didn't, we ended up in exile amongst the nations of the world without anything to protect us. Now we're at their mercy. We're at the mercy of the Mazalos. We're at the mercy of the Mazalos, and that's why we suffer so much in Galus. We'll still exist because the Mazal can never get rid of us. In that way, we'll always exist wherever we are because we're not bound by nature. But wherever we are, the nature of those nations is out to get us, and therefore they come in all different types of ways of making Klal Yisrael suffer. And therefore, then it continues, once we're already in Galus, and why do we become blackened? Not only because they're out to get us, but they also, because of all of our suffering, it's very hard for us to do mitzvahs. It's very hard for us to learn Torah properly. We don't learn the same way we're learning in times of the Beis HaMikdash, because we're here with all the troubles we have in exile. So besides the fact that they're out to get us, and they blackened us in that way, but they blacken us in Averis as well, that they don't let us keep the mitzvahs. And because they don't let us keep the mitzvahs, we end up intermingling with the Goyim. We end up intermingling and learning from them, and we turn black from that. But Klal Yisrael says to the Goyim, but there's still, at the end of the day, with everything, a very big fundamental difference between us and them. The reason we're blackened is an external thing, because we're not in the right spot, and we're not doing the right things, and you guys are out to get us. But one day Hashem's going to bring the Gula, and we're going to repent, and we're going to do tshuva, and we're going to get out of the sun and we're going to go back to being white and clean and pure. You, on the other hand, are not like that. You are who you are. You are who you are. It's not going to change. So when the Goyim look at us and say, look, we're exactly the same, we turn to them and say, no, we may look the same, but it's all because of our circumstances and our fault. We're not taking blame for it. But don't think we are the same. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue next week.